Last month, newspaper reports described domestic spying missions carried out at rallies in New York and California. The protests were sponsored by law students that opposed the military's ban on allowing lesbians, gays, or bisexuals to serve openly in the armed forces. Several law schools, including the one at UW, are challenging the ban indirectly by seeking to overturn a law that requires universities to allow military recruiters on campus. UW law student Mark Knoll heads the campus group Q Law. He says the law schools believe they should be able to bar recruiters because the military's gay ban is discriminatory. And he says the Pentagon shouldn't be spying on groups just because they're suing the government.
If you've got a law student group who is engaging in their First Amendment right to express their displeasure with the current policies of the government and is even participating in lawsuits trying in a legal manner to change the system, why in the world would you be surveilling them to find out what's going on?
Knoll says he hopes the Freedom of Information request filed last week will answer that question. So far, there's no evidence the Pentagon spied on the UW group, but Knoll says the Madison campus group operates a national email listserv that includes groups that were being watched.
So if they're snooping on email or something like that, it's very likely that some of our correspondence has been surveilled also.
The Service Members Legal Defense Network that launched the Freedom of Information request plans to make the findings public to send a message to the Pentagon that legal dissenters are not a threat to national security. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.